From Michigan Radio, this is Stateside. I'm Christina Shockley, in for Lester Graham. Today, a new book offers a timeline and analysis of what led to the Flint water crisis.
This crisis cannot be ignored, and this tale needs to continually be told.
That's later in the program. But first, we will start with our weekly roundup of political state news. Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema is former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. They join us via Skype. Welcome to you both.
Nice to be with you.
Thank you.
Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette filed civil lawsuits this week against Veolia and Lockwood Andrews and Newnham, or LAN. These companies were contracted by Flint during various stages of the switch to the Flint River. Schuette is claiming professional negligence and fraud in how they carried out their roles and responsibilities. The companies are fighting back, saying the allegations are false. Ken, in full disclosure, you were on the governor's Flint Water Task Force. So from your perspective, what's really going on here? Is Schuette trying to recoup some of the cost of the water crisis? Is this dissemination of some of the blame? Is it justice? Combination of all of the above? What do you think?
Well, I think it's a combination of all of the above. I think from my standpoint, the important issue here is getting at the truth of what happened. The task force, and I co-chaired it, as you mentioned, the task force on the Flint water crisis, we issued a report, and we certainly did not absolve these engineering firms. In fact, one of them that you mentioned, LAN, did not have a personal interview with us. They refused. They insisted on submitting written responses to written questions. And the task force believes that all of these investigations, including the lawsuits, are important to get at the final truth of exactly what happened.
Susan, what's your take?
Yeah, the companies have come back and they've said that the blame should be placed squarely on the Department of Environmental Quality and the state, citing the report from the Flint Water Task Force. But this gets at part of the background of this crisis that hasn't been probed as much. It's not just government that was involved in this process. There were outside companies, and because they're not subject to laws like FOIA, a lot of their role hasn't been known. Obviously, the Attorney General has far more power to get answers to some of these questions than reporters do. So it will be very interesting to see how this unfolds.
And then there's also the criminal investigation. Prosecutor Todd Flood is leading the state's investigation into the water crisis. And here's what he had to say about that this week.
If I don't get from all agencies, governor included, what I need and what we have a right for, they'll be in court.
Susan, can you give us more of a sense of what's going on here? Is there some tension between the AG's office and the governor's administration?
I believe that there is. The relationship between Attorney General Bill Schuette and Governor Rick Snyder has had tension in the past, and the Attorney General probes are very wide-ranging, and it's certainly not the only one out there. You have the FBI and other entities involved as well. You also have the factor of Bill Schuette looking to succeed the governor in 2018. He's term limited. And so there are many factors around what's going on with these investigations, political and otherwise.
Ken, your thoughts?
Well, I think Bill, the Attorney General is under a lot of pressure right now. And I think you're seeing some of that tension in his responses, because he still doesn't have a lot to show for sort of the hundreds of thousands of dollars that he spent of taxpayer money on the Flint water crisis. He's got one sort of low-level functionary who worked at the Flint water plant saying, hey, I didn't do my job as well as I should have. But that's about it at this point. And frankly, I think you're sort of getting the sense that pressure and the tension within his shop is starting to mount.
All right, let's go to presidential politics now, because, you know, we haven't heard enough about that. Some Michigan GOP delegates are joining the effort to stop Donald Trump from becoming the party's presidential nominee. We spoke with one of them earlier this week, Wendy Day. They're calling it the Dump Trump Movement. They want to change the rules at the national convention next month and allow delegates who are bound to Trump to vote for someone else. In general, how divided is the Michigan GOP over a potential Trump nomination? Susan?
Well, Donald Trump is still struggling to unify the Republican Party in Michigan and across the country. You have criticism from many different corners. Wendy Day is, you know, was Ted Cruz's Michigan chair. She's a strong fiscal and social conservative. So you have a lot of those folks who feel like Trump is not conservative enough. You have a lot of people who are highly critical of Trump's statements that have been very racially charged. And I think that if Trump were doing very well fundraising at the level that Hillary Clinton is, not making a bunch of gaffes, people would overlook that and you wouldn't see much traction for a dumb Trump movement. But, you know, success has many fathers and failure has none. And seeing an opportunity, I think people like Wendy Day are hoping to gain some traction at the convention. It will be rather difficult, and it could completely split the party in half if they really go forward and dump Trump as the nominee. But this is an unusual circumstance, and there are a lot of people with many different interests within the Republican Party, and you have a lot of people who are already looking forward to what the party will look like in 2020.
Ken, what do you think?
Part of what's going on is the people that are making the loudest noise about not wanting Trump as the nominee and getting involved in this dump Trump movement at the convention are the sort of arch conservatives. And because their whole mission in life politically is to sort of purify the Republican Party, make it the conservative Republican Party. They don't want moderates, and oh my God, we can't bear the thought of liberals in the party. So, and they don't know what Trump is, you know, and that's true whether it's from William Kristol at the, you know, head of the Weekly Standard and out of Washington, D.C., or Wendy Day here in Michigan. It's really these conservatives that are leading the charge as of late. And, you know, there are moderates sort of in the party, the few that are left, that are worried about his temperament more than anything. But it's really these conservatives that are worried about what he really stands for that are driving this.
Ken Sikkema is former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. And Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Thanks to you both.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.